In our previous meditation together on the subject of tears, we were reminded that God used the tears of the infant Moses for the outworking of his wondrous purposes, and when Pharaoh's daughter saw that the babe wept, she had compassion on him. That word compassion reminded me of one of those gems of scripture tucked away in a most unlikely and little-known part of the Bible, the Lamentations of Jeremiah. Now, I realize that to anyone in trouble or sickness themselves, Lamentations do not seem to hold out much in the way of comfort or cheer. But I would remind you that all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable. And if you will turn with me to chapter 3 of these Lamentations of Jeremiah, I am sure we shall find something there that will do us all good. And so, chapter 3 of the Lamentations of Jeremiah, and verse 22. It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, saith my soul, therefore will I hope in him. The Lord is good unto them that wait for him, to the soul that seeketh him. It is good that a man should both hope and quietly wait for the salvation of the Lord. It is good for a man that he bear the yoke in his youth. He sitteth alone and keepeth silence, because he hath borne it upon him. He putteth his mouth in the dust, if so be there may be hope. He giveth his cheek to him that smiteth him. He is filled full with reproach, for the Lord will not cast off for ever, but though he cause grief, yet will he have compassion according to the multitude of his mercies. For he doth not afflict willingly, nor grieve the children of men. Verses 22 and 23 are great favorites with me, and are often a theme for praise and thanksgiving, both morning and evening. We are so prone to take everything for granted, and we forget the compassionate intervention of God on our behalf, often saving us from unseen and untold troubles. It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. At least four times in the Psalms, the Lord is said to be full of compassion. We are often reminded by preachers and writers that the Lord Jesus Christ came to this earth not only to die for us men and for our salvation, but also that he should demonstrate the character and attributes of God, his love, his mercy and truth, his righteousness and judgment, and so forth. The account of that last evening the Lord spent with his disciples, as recorded in chapters 13 to 17 of John's Gospel, testify to the truth of this, with the Saviour's numerous references to his Father. He that hath seen me hath seen the Father. The Father that dwelleth in me, he doeth the works. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father in me, or else believe me for the very work's sake. So if the statements in the Psalms are true, that God is full of compassion, we ought to see this attribute being shown during the Lord's earthly ministry. Let us take a look at the Gospels. If you haven't a Bible handy, never mind, just listen while I read these few extracts from the Gospel records. First of all, Matthew chapter 9 and verse 35. Matthew 9:35, and Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues, and preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing every sickness and every disease among the people. But when he saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion on them, because they fainted and were scattered abroad as sheep having no shepherd. Then saith he unto his disciples, The harvest truly is plenteous, but the laborers are few. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest, that he will send forth laborers into his harvest. And following immediately in the next chapter is the call of the 12 disciples. These 12 Jesus sent forth. We turn over to the 14th chapter of Matthew's Gospel and verse 14. Matthew 14:14, and it says, "And Jesus went forth and saw a great multitude, and was moved with compassion toward them, and he healed their sick." And there follows the feeding of 5,000 men, beside women and children. The next chapter, Matthew 15 and verse 32, is followed by the feeding of 4,000 men, beside women and children. Matthew 15:32, "Then Jesus called his disciples unto him and said, I have compassion on the multitude, because they continue with me now 3 days and have nothing to eat. And I will not send them away fasting, lest they faint in the way." And there is Matthew chapter 20. Matthew chapter 20 and verse 30. "And behold, two blind men sitting by the wayside, when they heard that Jesus passed by, cried out, saying, Have mercy on us, O Lord, thou son of David. And the multitude rebuked them, because they should hold their peace. But they cried the more, saying, Have mercy on us, O Lord, thou son of David. And Jesus stood still and called them, and said, What will ye that I shall do unto you? They say unto him, Lord, that our eyes may be opened. So Jesus had compassion on them, and touched their eyes, and immediately their eyes received sight, and they followed him." The cleansing of a leper is recorded in Mark chapter 1. Mark chapter 1 and verse 40. "And there came a leper to him, beseeching him, and kneeling down to him, and saying unto him, If thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. And Jesus, moved with compassion, put forth his hand, and touched him, and said unto him, I will, be thou clean. And as soon as he had spoken, immediately the leprosy departed from him, and he was cleansed." And then in the 5th chapter of Mark, Mark chapter 5 and verse 18, we read, "And when he was come into the ship, he that had been possessed with the demon prayed him that he might be with him. Howbeit, Jesus suffered him not, but said unto him, Go home to thy friends, and tell them how great things the Lord hath done for thee, and hath had compassion on thee. And he departed, and began to publish in Decapolis how great things Jesus had done for him, and all men did marvel." We turn on to Luke chapter 7. Luke chapter 7 and verse 11. Luke 7:11. "And it came to pass the day after that he went into a city called Nain, and many of his disciples went with him, and much people. Now when he came nigh to the gate of the city, behold, there was a dead man carried out, the only son of his mother, and she was a widow, and much people of the city was with her. And when the Lord saw her, he had compassion on her, and said unto her, Weep not. And he came, and touched the bier, and they that bare him stood still. And he said, Young man, I say unto thee, arise. And he that was dead sat up, and began to speak, and he delivered him to his mother. And there came a fear on all, and they glorified God, saying, That a great prophet is risen up among us, and that God hath visited his people." Even in his parables, the Lord commended compassion. You will remember the parable of the Good Samaritan in Luke chapter 10. And in verse 33, we read that a certain Samaritan, as he journeyed, came where he was, and when he saw him, he had compassion on him, and went to him and bound up his wounds, pouring in oil and wine, and set him on his own beast, and brought him to an inn, and took care of him. And then, of course, there's the well-known parable of the prodigal son. In Luke chapter 15 and in verse 20, we read of the prodigal son that he arose and came to his father. But when he was yet a great way off, his father saw him and had compassion and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. What lessons there are in these examples of the Lord's compassion, and how great have been his mercies to us. We were spiritually blind, but the eyes of our hearts have been enlightened. Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 18. We were all unclean with the leprosy of sin, but the blood of Jesus Christ has cleansed us and goes on cleansing us from all sin. John's first epistle, chapter 1 and verse 7. We were all dead in trespasses and sins, but God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. Ephesians chapter 2, verses 4 and 5. Like the Good Samaritan, the Lord came where we are, on this earth, and had compassion on us, binding up the wounds of spirit, mind, and body. Our Heavenly Father saw us, his prodigal children, afar off from himself, but gladly received us back when we turned to him. There is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner that repenteth.